Air America.
Have you written a book? Become a published author with Dorrance Publishing Company, the nation's oldest subsidy book publisher. For a free 32-page guidebook on how to have your manuscript published by a reliable subsidy publisher, phone 1-800-695-9599. Dorrance's free informative guidebook describes the subsidy publishing process and how Dorrance can publish your book in both a traditional format and as an ebook available for download via the internet. Becoming a published author can be a unique, personally rewarding experience. Receive your free author's guide today by calling 1-800-695-9599. It contains a detailed and straightforward explanation of how Dorrance works with authors who have written manuscripts of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and children's stories. Call 1-800-695-9599 to receive your free author's guide. It's a free call, so dial 1-800, then 695-9599.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. 9/11 Widows for Kerry. A group of activists, September 11th widows, said today they will campaign for John Kerry. They charged the Bush administration stonewalled their efforts to uncover intelligence failures, which led up to the attacks and took the nation into the war in Iraq. Five widows and a sixth woman who was badly injured in the attack on the Pentagon endorsed Kerry today. One said, "I've not flown on a plane since 9/11. I've now committed myself to get on a plane and fly wherever I have to fly." That's Kristen Breitweiser of Middletown, New Jersey. "I don't know if it's going to be successful because I have serious anxiety about getting on a plane," she said, "but that is how committed I feel," said Breitweiser. Most of the reasons cited by the six women rooted in disappointment and anger over Bush's actions since the attacks of 2001. They accused the administration of fighting the commission at every turn on issues of funding, the amount of time needed to do its work, and on whether to launch a 9/11 inquiry in the first place. Many of these women also strongly disagreed with the Bush administration arguments, tying September 11th to Iraq in order to justify the war there, while Osama bin Laden, the man most responsible for 9/11, is still free. The Bush administration today appears to be a little closer to ruling out the possibility of finding chemical and biological weapons the administration used as a rationale for the war in Iraq. Colin Powell told the UN in 2003 Saddam Hussein's regime was preparing to use such weapons, but he testified before a Senate committee. He now believes it's unlikely we will find any stockpiles. President Bush's nominee for CIA director says he'll provide Congress and the president with objective and independent intelligence, but Porter Goss admits it'll take longer than previously thought to get all the needed undercover operatives in place. He says maybe 5 years. Almost 60 people killed in Iraq today in attacks aimed at Iraqis cooperating with American efforts to build an Iraqi police force. A car bomb near a Baghdad police headquarters and a shooting attack in a van carrying police home from work in Bakuba killed at least 59 people. The bomb ripped through a market near a police headquarters where Iraqis were waiting to apply for jobs on the police force. A group led by Abu Musab al-Zarqawi says it carried out the suicide car bombing, which killed 47. Democratic vice presidential candidate John Edwards says President Bush, quote, believes he's Ken Lay and America is his Enron. Lay is Bush's friend, contributed to his campaign. The former Enron chairman resigned under pressure after the collapse of the company. Lay says faces a variety of charges. Edwards said today, when a CEO runs a company the way George Bush has run America, they get fired, and he predicts voters will fire Bush in November. Edwards says the Bush campaign likes to criticize Kerry and Edwards' proposal, but hides the cost of their own policies.
Seekers, Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks a lot for tuning in tonight. We have a lot of ground to cover tonight. All sorts of things to talk about, you and I. Okay, I hope you're going to stick around for the remainder of the show. 866-303-2270 is the phone number. 866-303-2270. I was watching MSNBC right before the program. Little Debbie Norville. Deborah Norville has her own program, and she has now climbed aboard the train that the television media train that is attacking CBS News for Dan Rather's report on 60 Minutes 2 the other night, using the documents that describe George Bush further as a coward, a deserter, a liar, and a sneak. Is there any media outlet that has not attacked CBS News at this point? We used to call her Debbie. She got her start in television here in Atlanta. Debbie Norville. So cute. Oh, my God. She was just so cute. And remained cute until she had to leave town. The reason she had to leave town is because her boyfriend, Harmon Wages, who played pro ball for the Atlanta Falcons, among other pro teams, at the time he was had been a pro player for the Atlanta Falcons, and he became a sportscaster. And Debbie Norville and Harmon Wages were really a golden couple. They were about as white as two people can be. They were like a Barb and Ken doll. Both of them were blonde. They were just the perfect little Caucasian couple. And Harmon, as everybody knew here in town, loved his cocaine. Well, he finally got busted big time. Big time bust. Now, I'm against drug busts. Okay, I think people, as long as cigarettes and alcohol are legal in this country, I think cocaine, marijuana, opium, heroin, crank, all of it should be legal. Okay, if we're really serious about fighting drugs, let's get rid of nicotine and alcohol. But that's a different topic. So Harmon gets busted big time, and Debbie stayed around, just about long enough for the trial to begin, and left town. She went to Chicago, went to work for the CBS affiliate in Chicago, and then wound up going to work for CBS. Did she wind up on 60 Minutes for a while, Kathy? I forget. Anyway, she now works for NBC, MSNBC. And Harmon, I think Harmon retired to Jacksonville, Florida, where he probably tunes in his television set at night and watches Debbie and goes, "Oh, Debbie, I knew you back when I was a drug cocaine freak." But those of us who lived in Atlanta through that particular little soap opera, we used to think, well, gee, talk about loyalty, right? Little Golden Girl's career was about to be tainted by her boyfriend's major cocaine bust. And subsequently, I think he went to jail. So, anyway, having said that, I sit here and watch Deborah Norville, and that's, to me, that's homegirl. There's Deborah. She didn't quite make it a big time. She made it MSNBC. She had a larger audience, I think, when she worked at CBS 2, Channel 2. Yeah, she was Jane Pauley's replacement on the Today Show. So that was her biggest audience. Ever since then, it's been downhill. She was the one that got busted for taking over the older blonde woman's job. I love it when Caucasians fight, don't you? I love to see blonde Caucasians fight. It is just it's just about the bitchiest thing you can possibly see, isn't it? When blind Caucasians go to war. Bitch, give me that microphone! Oh, man. Anyway, that's a long way around to talking about Deborah Norville, who has joined the train to bust up on CBS for its report on Bush. Which has nothing to do with tonight's program. We talked about polls, and I gave everybody the impression, at least a few of you, the impression I was all negative last night, which I was not. I just tossed out the question. A new Investor's Business Daily. That's the magazine of stock analysis and business news. A new Investor's Business Day, IBD, poll has put Bush and Kerry in a dead heat. Now, you would think, wouldn't you, Truth Seeker, that if there were going to be a biased poll, it would come from Investors Business Daily? I would think. The poll suggests that Bush's little post-convention hiccup is quickly disappearing. The IBD poll is of likely voters. Now, that's based on people who have a history of voting in presidential primaries who are registered voters. These are not people. These are not general, America. Hi, I'm American. Oh, yeah, I think John Kerry is a real creep, and I'm going to vote for my leader and my president again. And then, then that jackass never shows up, right? Which is good. But IDP, or IBD, it's going to be hard for me to say that now, IBD, Investors Business Daily, their poll was of likely voters conducted September 7th through the 12th. Both Bush and Cheney, Bush and Kerry got 47% in a two-man race. They both got 46% in a three-way race, with Ralph Nader taking 3% of the vote. Among registered voters, Kerry holds a two-point edge over Bush, with or without Nader, according to IBD. A little bit later in the program tonight, I've got some more to say about Nader. Oh. Now, for the polls that are taken after Labor Day, this is key. Pollsters consider likely voters, a more accurate indicator of actual election outcomes than just, calling people, registered voters, or just citizens. When you really want to get, after Labor Day, after all the schmeck has hit the fan and everybody is like, I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican, after all that's done, and there might still be 19 undecided voters in the United States. That's when the pollsters talk to likely voters only. And that's what Investors Business Daily did. Now, they even define likely voters as adult Americans who say they are very likely to vote in November, have a high level of interest in the presidential election, and have voted in every or nearly every presidential election. Well, I guess I would qualify for that, Kathy. Why? You know, we never get called. Never. I've never been polled. Now, while the candidates, according to this Investor's Business Daily poll, while the candidates have returned, obviously, to a dead-even race, Bush still seems to have an edge. Why? Here's why. In close elections, like this one is at this point, I'm not talking about Electoral College. I'm talking about close elections, general population, voters. The intensity of candidate support, that's the key, the intensity of candidate support. Now, according to the person who conducted this poll for Investors Business Daily, both Kerry and Bush have been successful in winning the allegiance of more and more of their respective parties' traditional support base. Both Kerry is collecting more and more Democrats. Bush is collecting more and more Republicans. However, Bush has consistently drawn stronger support from his supporters than Senator Kerry. Now, I don't know what they're measuring there. What are they measuring? Are they measuring Kerry supporters like me who say, well, he wasn't my first choice, but I made it clear at the beginning of this sick, disgusting election cycle that if Dennis Kucinich didn't get it and Howard Dean didn't get it, then I would definitely back Kerry. I would have backed any Democrat except Lieberman. So maybe they're talking about people like me. Past elections have shown intensity of candidate support strongly influences voter turnout. Well, duh! I mean, I'm not trying to be a smartass here with the pollster dude, but yeah, of course. Now, according to Investor Business Daily's poll, Bush's intensity numbers are 25 percentage points above Kerry's. Kerry has 60%. Bush has 85%. Intensity. You know, those are people who are just absolutely backing their candidate. Well, to me, that number means squat. It doesn't mean anything. I don't absolutely back Kerry, but by God, I'll vote for him. I think there's a number of things about Kerry that obviously it would have been my first choice. So I don't know what that number means. It means squat. Doesn't mean anything. 94% of Republicans, according to this poll, support Bush. 83% of Democrats back Kerry. Again, I don't know what that means. Now, the poll has real good news for Kerry. Among independents, now these are not undecideds, these are independents, Kerry leads Bush by 10 points, 48 to 38. In the battleground states, according to Investors Business Daily, in the battleground states, Kerry has a 12-point lead, 51 to 39. Among urban dwellers, that's us, right, Kathy? We're urban dwellers. Kerry dominates almost 2-1, 60 to 31%. Bush has the suburbs, 54 to 40%. Bush has the rural areas, 57 to 36%. Among likely voters who are feeling the sting of lost jobs or impending job losses, Kerry has a legitimate 2-1 edge. 61% for Kerry, 32% for Bush. Bush, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
There's a terrible affliction plaguing Americans. It's our number one emotional problem, the failure of relationships, dating, and marriage. At Theradate.com, we're a group of licensed and certified mental health professionals who have decided to do something about it. A revolutionary matching and compatibility system, originally available only for use by therapists, is now available to the general public. Theradate.com is not a casual dating site. It does not use personality profiles or other pop psychology gimmicks. It is a matching system utilizing over 80 years of psychological research. We ask questions the way therapists do to get to know their patients. We ask the questions that truly determine who is the best match for you. Theradate.com is now accepting free registration for a limited time. Log on to Theradate.com to try Theradate's unique matching system for free. If you're tired of being alone and truly want to bond with someone for life, log on to Theradate.com. That's Theradate.com. For unlimited time, it's free to join our totally unique service.
Hey, over here, it's me, with a cable offer as sweet as my grandma's cheesecake. We're talking about a $9.95 installation of DTV, digital television from Time Warner Cable with access to more than 250 channels. And this month, DTV talks with a New York accent. Look what you got, 9 innings from Ground Zero on HBO, Growing Up Gotti on A&E, and Whoa, Cooking in Brooklyn on Discovery Home. All you gotta do, call 1-800-OK-CABLE, and you get installation of DTV for just $9.95. Order HBO or Cinemax, and your first month is free. On top of that, you'll get a 30-day free trial of HBO on demand or Cinemax on demand. Watch premium channel programming anytime you want, with the power to pause, rewind, and fast forward. You can't do that with satellite. So look, just do it. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE. Don't miss out. Get the cable. 1-800-OK-CABLE. Offer expires 9/30/04. Available to new Time Warner Cable residential customers. Other restrictions apply. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE.
We're talking with Felicia Stoller, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and the mother of two growing children.
Like all parents, it's hard getting my kids to drink milk. Since flavored milk makes it taste better, I compared the nutrition-enriched chocolate Ovaltine to Nesquik powder. Ovaltine has a lot more vitamins and minerals than Nesquik, and when my daughter said, "This is great, I love Ovaltine," that's all I needed. I feel good knowing my kids are getting nutrients they need and great taste. You don't have to be a nutritionist to know, rich chocolate Ovaltine makes milk better.
More Ovaltine, please.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero. Make a turn for the better. Head driving to Valero. For all the room you need.
Get more room for your buck. Valero. Value variety for room.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 service pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives, blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
About 23 past the hour. This is Air America Radio. Phone number 866-303-2270. Tonight I'm going to try to get your calls a little bit earlier than I normally do. The focus right now, not just on MSNBC, but all this focus on the CBS report on Bush's lies and deception. I just heard somebody on MSNBC say, look, this was all vetted in 2000. Media should move on. I tend to agree. I don't, and the guy talking to Jim Warren, the Chicago Tribune, I don't think anybody gives a damn. Those of us who know Bush is a lying, stinking coward know that Bush is a lying, stinking, sneaky coward. Those who think he is Jesus Christ's brother think he's Jesus Christ's brother. End of story. Let's move on. Let's focus on the 1,000-plus Americans that are dead in Iraq. Let's focus on the 10,000-plus civilians that have been blown to pieces. How many today? How many women and children and men were blown to pieces by you and me in Iraq today? How many? Huh? 35? 26? 8? Does it matter? Does anybody give a damn? No, we don't care. Why should we care? You and I are very removed from it. Okay? It's disgusting. The damage that we are doing to our relationships with Islamic countries is incalculable. The damage will be talked about in story and legend when you and I are nothing, when we have rejoined the atomic substructure of the universe, when there's nothing left. 1,000 years from now, if there is still Earth, if there is still the Islamic faith, there will be stories told, just like now there are stories told from the year 7, 8, 900. What Bush has done is, the damage is incalculable. There is no way to work a balance sheet here. And the danger in which this thuggish regime has put every single American is also incalculable. The world is safer today. There are Americans out there who believe that. Astonishing. A group of widows, the 911 widows, a group of them have said, the Associated Press is reporting, they're going to back Kerry. Five of the so-called 9/11 widows will publicly endorse Kerry for president today. I guess I already did. I didn't see it. This is Dateline the 14th. Today's the 14th, right? Or is today the 15th? Huh? Today's the 14th. Okay. Campaign sources say some, including Kristen Breitweiser of New Jersey, one of the so-called Jersey girls, and Monica Gabriel of Connecticut, have agreed to make campaign appearances for the Democratic senator. Breitweiser says the group will speak from the heart and from their consciousness or consciences. What else? Patriot sent me this. We all know, don't we, how much Bush whines and bitches and talks about and uses, shamelessly uses, Homeland Security as his so-called raison d'etre. You know, if there wasn't a need to defend the homeland, there'd be no need for Bush. That's his whole, according in his brain. Remember, this is Christ's younger brother. And he is defending us. No, he's not. First of all, he couldn't. There's no such thing as defense against terrorism. That's why it's called terrorism. But the number of attempts Democrats make to provide Homeland Security funding is almost endless, and the way the Republican Party opposes this funding is also almost endless. Now, this is not just a matter of the Republicans turning down Democratic amendments. This is about adequately funding Homeland Security with initiatives proposed by Democrats. But because it's proposed by Democrats, the Republicans kill it. The Republicans are refusing to do anything serious about Homeland Security unless it involves expanding the federal government's power over the citizenry. That's all they're interested in. Bush is actually cutting funding for states and localities and doing nothing about the chemical plants, nuclear plants, ports, train operations, buses. Nothing. But every day he's out there, and so is that creepy android Dick Cheney. Every day they're out there talking about how they are working to defend this country and that if we vote wrong, we're all going to die. More on this in a second. Let's do a quick break. We'll come back. We still have any open lines? Got a couple open lines. All right. 866-303-2270. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio. We're all going down. We're all going down.
more Iraqis take responsibility for resolving the standoff in Najaf.
Hi, I'm Larry Maestrich. I'm a filmmaker and a citizen, not a politician. I believe passionately in the freedom of expression, an idea that is increasingly threatened by today's administration. Films play an important role in bringing social issues to the public. Yet fewer films receive distribution today, especially those expressing an alternative point of view. Seven conglomerates now control which films you get to see. Film Movement and Air America Radio are trying to change all that. Subscribe to Film Movement at airamericaradio.com and receive a new, first-run film to own on DVD each month. Award-winning films with strong social messages. Important films such as Falling Angels with Miranda Richardson about the American family in the 1960s. And The Party's Over about the state of democracy in America. These films are exclusively available through Film Movement. We thank you for your support in our mission to bring alternative voices in film to America. Please visit airamericaradio.com and help make a difference.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
I'm going to give you a friendly critique. The use of phrases like the crazy Christian and things like that. What if you started on a regular basis, started talking about the crazy Jews? How long do you think you guys would last on the air?
866-303-AAR0. We're listening.
I want to know what happened to the generation of the 70s. You're the generation of peace and love. What happened to you? You turned into mean, evil, imperialist bastards. I'm not on air. I'm like...
Twenty-seven before the hour. So the Senate, regarding the rhetoric, and Bush and Cheney are masters of this, the rhetoric about protecting the homeland, defending the United States, while the Republicans continue to deny funding. Our chemical plants are as vulnerable as they've ever been. Our nuclear plants, our ports, our bus and train operations, everything. Bush is actually cutting funding for states and localities to use where it concerns homeland security. The Senate yesterday continued its debate of the next appropriations bill for the Department of Homeland Security. This would be for the year 2005. Several amendments offered by Democratic senators were defeated. For example, an amendment offered by Senator Charles Schumer of New York to provide an additional $70 million for enhanced security for trucks transporting hazardous materials and for better background checks for commercial driver's license, says, was tabled by a vote of 55 to 34. They won't even vote on it. Senator Frank Lautenberg, Democrat, New Jersey, he had an amendment to add $100 million to the Coast Guard's budget for non-homeland security-related activities. That failed, 38 to 50. They lie. They continue to lie, and a huge percentage of the American public continues to buy the lies. It's really bizarre, isn't it? Now, back for a moment to Kristen Breitwiser, one of the Jersey girls who've decided to endorse John Kerry. Breitwiser is quoted by the Associated Press, a little bit more of that article I was just quoting to you. She says, "I've not flown on a plane since 9/11. I have now committed myself to get on a plane and fly wherever I have to fly in order to speak out on behalf of John Kerry." Most of the reasons cited by these six women are rooted in their bitter disappointment and anger over Bush's actions since the attacks on September 11, 2001. According to the AP, the women have been among the most outspoken critics of the White House's contentious relationship with the so-called bipartisan commission that was named to conduct an investigation of the attacks. These women accuse the administration of fighting the commission at every turn on issues of funding, which is true. I don't know why Associated Press puts it that way. The administration did fight them. The amount of time needed to do its work. You know, we're going to investigate the most atrocious act of terror on the soil of the United States, and here's your time frame. You have to do it. The Bush crime family said, within this period of time. And when it comes my turn to go there, I'm taking an adult with me. I'm taking Uncle Dick. Because I don't know. The women have accused these thugs of stalling the launch of an inquiry in the first place, which is absolutely true. And most of these women, being politically astute now, I don't know how they were prior to 9/11. I have heard Kristen Breitwiser and some of these other women say, you know, before the attack that killed my husband and left me a widow and my children without a father, I didn't pay any attention. I didn't give a damn. I was living high, making lots of money. Who cared about politics? I've heard him say that. So now they also fault Bush for attacking Iraq, which had nothing to do with the murderous act that killed their husbands. Oh, by the way, a spokesman for Bush's reelection campaign did not return a telephone call seeking comment to the Associated Press. Now, if you remember, if you watched the Republican National Convention a couple of weeks ago, there was a woman there, Deborah Burlingame, who spoke. Her brother piloted the American Airlines flight that crashed into the Pentagon, if that's what really happened. She was one of three women who spoke at that convention about their personal losses. In an interview today, she said, quote, "Even here in New York, the majority of the families feel that Bush is much stronger on national security," end quote. That's what Ms. Burlingame says. Burlingame said she would be willing to make campaign appearances for Bush if asked to explain why she disagrees with the family siding with Kerry. She said, well, they want people fired, and I think we've moved on from that. Isn't that the typical brain dead? I'm sorry, lady, that your brother was killed in a plane crash. I'm really sorry. But to say that the 911 widows want people fired And that's why you're not going to get involved with them? And you think they or we or the country should have moved on from being fired? That means being held accountable, doesn't it? Doesn't it mean being held accountable? Nobody is accountable. Nobody is responsible for what happened to this country September 11, 2001. George W. Bush and his crime operation are totally, solely, wholly responsible. Do you think they'll take responsibility? Reminds me of that line from Silence of the Lambs. When Hannibal Lecter says, "Are the lambs still crying, Clarice? Are they?" Oh. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Mark is calling from Atlanta. Mark, welcome to the program. By the way, Mark, I don't know if you know this, but sometime this week, Air America is going to be live on the radio here in the Atlanta area. Are you aware of that?
I didn't know that, but that's actually very cool. I'm excited about that.
You'll find it at 1690 on your AM dial. It's one of the recently... it's part of the so-called expanded dial, where AM stations are now climbing up the dial even higher than they've been. So I think, what's today, Tuesday? I think Wednesday or Thursday this week, come 10 o'clock. Well, you can not 10 o'clock at night, come 6 o'clock in the morning, you can start listening to Air America Radio. The entire broadcast day is going to
be
fantastic. Here in Atlanta. That's not why you called, but I wanted to drop that in for you, pal.
Well, listening to you while I'm stuck in a traffic jam will just calm me right now.
No, I don't think so. You'll be listening to Randy Rhodes while you're stuck in a traffic jam. I'm on late at night when you can kick back and have a drink or whatever you do to relax at the end of the day. You know, all right.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm calling. I was kind of surprised to get through, so I've done like a furious web search to actually find some facts to back up what I was going to blather about here, but. Al Gore wrote a book called Earth in the Balance years ago.
Yes, he did.
About global warming. And, I'm a little irked at Gore because I really felt like he caved a bit just trying to withstand the pressure that we now know is, like, unbelievably intense from the right wing. So I thought they were trying to be very diplomatic and centrist. And take the really intensely important environmental issues out of the forefront, probably to divert attack, you know?
Sure.
So, anyway, I think that the Democrats have a really, really intense campaign point in a swing state now. The hurricanes in Florida are... The NOAA website, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration website, has a direct link between hurricanes and global warming. The National Academy of Sciences website has, it would require rollbacks of 60 to 80% necessary to stabilize carbon dioxide increases.
Right.
Also, the World Wildlife Fund a few years ago, and I remember reading about this even before it became such an excruciating issue, looking at what the Bush administration has done to environmental laws. The World Wildlife Fund has something on their website that says global warming can spawn Atlantic super hurricanes. And this was in the Hurricane Floyd era.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, well, I agree with everything you're saying. It's kind of not on topic here, Mark, what we're talking about tonight. But yeah, we've discussed this before, and we will discuss it again. I think anybody with more than a high, well, anybody with a high school education or beyond understands there is a direct link between dumping crap into gas trapping or heat trapping gas into the atmosphere and so-called global warming. It gets real sophisticated when you try to explain to the bumper heads out there that global warming means we could bring about a new ice age. That's when you really lose them.
Right.
Because they don't understand oceanic currents. They don't don't understand how everything is linked. The only thing they perhaps could understand is what you're referring to. The predictions made 10 years ago that hurricanes were going to increase, that supercanes would be produced, that there would be death and destruction on a scale heretofore unknown, and it's directly tied to global warming. And now here we are. Now, the next thing is a continuation of loss of life on the planet. Species are disappearing. Temperate zones are disappearing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how it's pushed into our faces. The majority of people are not going to believe it or acknowledge it or listen to the science. So I don't know what to tell you. I hope that Kerry can do something when he is elected president. Mark, I've got to move on.
Okay, cool.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. All right, take care.
I think we're on point.
No, I have to move on. I have to take another call.
You know, Clear Skies Initiative. This links in with what your theme was.
Yep.
Okay.
Cool. All right, I got you. Thanks, Mark.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right. That's a topic that you know, I don't want to blow off Mark. I don't want to blow off the topic. It's something that it should be on the forefront of discussion. It should. Because the survival of everybody depends on that issue. It does. And isn't it a shame that it's so far down the list? You know, kind of like a perverted Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You know, you would think that the environmental issues would be number one, but it's not, is it? Death and destruction and loss of jobs and environmental degradation on a more localized basis, that's kind of number one, huh? All three of those. All right. Your phone calls when we come back. Stay with us.
Ask me about man's insanity. You got a real nice planet here, but you better watch your atmosphere. And you better clean your waters up. Have none for your cup.
Do you forget the names of the people you met last week, even the people you met last night? How would you like to be able to walk into a room, meet 50 people or more, and recall all their names instantly? I'm America's memory master, Matthew Gerke, and I'll show you how to do it in the Memory Switch System, the fast, easy memory improvement technology for busy people who are embarrassed by their bad memory. In the Memory Switch, I'll show you how to recall names, dates, facts, figures, numbers, even business and technical data in a split second, and remember it for years. I'll show you how to lock information you see, hear, and read into your memory so you can recall it right when you need it for as long as you need it. Give me just one short hour, and I'll help you improve your memory so dramatically people will notice. Call now and try the Memory Switch risk-free for 30 days. 1-800-581-4641. Guaranteed or your money back. 1-800-581-4641. 1-800-581-4641.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it could make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice Interest Only Loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners are calling Quicken Loans at 800-655-3911 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage, you can't afford not to call. You could see a dramatic drop in your payment, even if you've recently refinanced. Call 1-800-655-3911 to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, 800-655-3911. That's 800-655-3911.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice
sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Think of anything more logical and more commonsensical than to understand our hemisphere.
Yeah, that's good, George. Yeah, you do that. You do that. Later on tonight, we have some outrageous comments from Manor Monkey addressing his fellow National Guard members today at their annual convention in Vegas. And just a program note, remember this Friday night, Driving and Crying. Will be the bumper music all night. Music from the best band you've probably never heard of. Jerry is calling from New Jersey. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Hey, what's up, Mr. Hike?
Hey, you are.
Hey, Mike. I've been watching the news since the CBS story broke, and
yeah.
I find it interesting that every right-wing media group, which is everybody on TV because Bush has everybody in his pocket, they're going above and beyond duty and doing everything they could to discredit the CBS story.
Isn't it incredible?
But when the Swift boat as against Kerry came out, they basically put every face they had with negative
thank you
story on TV.
Thank you.
And they
thank
questioned
you
the validity of one story.
Yeah.
But I think it's great that CBS put this out. At least somebody has the balls to go up against Bush's character.
Yeah. And you're absolutely right. The difference between the coverage of the two stories is just astonishing. But it's so typical. We live, I'll tell you where we live. We live in the same country that Putin is running. You know, I heard on the news today, I read in the New York Times or someplace that Putin, you know, the
$20 billion in promises after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
He came and he hugs up on the firemen.
Right.
You know, these guys are trying to get medical benefits now for all the lung damage and all the other stuff, them, the police, and all the other volunteer workers. You know, they can't get any help because the EPA is opposing it.
That's right. Forget about it is the message.
It's amazing. And you got these people who are dead. You have people who are suffering. You have people who tried to help. And their reward for all of this is pretty much, I guess, the same as the veterans, you know, who are going to get $1 billion cut from their benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks
mm-hmm.
to George, who never served a minute of military service.
Yeah, I've got some stuff I'm going to share with everybody tonight when we do the sound bites of Bush talking to the National Guard Association in Las Vegas. Some of the things that he said today in putting counterpoint with what this scum second administration has done to veterans in the past 4 years, what they continue to do to veterans. And they get out there every day and lie through their teeth. They don't even try to cover up their lies anymore. I guess Bush and Cheney understand that we Americans don't have time to check their record, and the media is not going to provide, or the media are not going to provide their record. And if the media do provide the record, then the rest of the media is going to attack, like CBS provided the record on the Bush bastard where it concerns his going AWOL and his desertion. So now, rather than going after Bush, they go after CBS.
Dan Rather.
Yeah, they go after Dan Rather. Go figure that one out for me, okay, Ernie?
It's easy. They're trying to say, what, it's electric typewriter or something like that?
Yeah.
And I'd be, well, you know, that's a ball-driven typewriter that was used about 20 years ago. Oh, gee, you know, somehow that stuff does coincide with the time that
I know. And CBS.
It's amazing. They're trying to say it's a font, right?
Yeah.
Like you generated it with a Microsoft font?
Yeah, and the hell of it is, just like discussing whether or not John Kerry bled enough when he was hit in Vietnam. Now the all these cable chatterboxes. Kathy tells me Wolf Blitzer did it again today too. On and on and on about whether or not the document CBS has, whether or not there's room for doubt. Meantime, the country continues to go deeper into the toilet, into the cesspool. Bush continues to be the worst president this nation has ever had, and these schmucks on television are talking about Dan Rather.
One last point.
Sure.
Between the national budget deficit and the international trade deficit, this will be our first $1 trillion deficit year.
Thanks, George. Huh?
Yeah.
Very much. Yeah, really.
And people will thank him with the higher interest rates next year, I guess.
So that's coming. Wait till the housing bubble bursts. Wait till these people who have seen their housing values, the worth of their home double in the 90s, and all of a sudden there's no market, there's nobody can buy, and the bubble bursts. Wait till that happens. Oh, Jesus. You know,
it's going to be worse than Wall Street.
It almost makes you want to see Bush in the White House again so that when the doo-doo hits the fan, it flows all over these Republicans.
And he can't blame it on Clinton.
Yeah, well, they'll figure out some way to do it. Ernie, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thank you.
All right, sir, you have a nice evening. Mike is calling from Miami, Florida. Mike, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
Comments regarding the IBD poll that you referenced earlier in your show.
Yeah.
I think it's great news that it's showing that Kerry is at least at a dead heat with Bush now, and that the post-Republican convention bump has essentially evaporated.
Yeah.
And I wanted to confirm that your instincts are right, that IBD is definitely a conservative journal, but they are a fair conservative journal, and indeed their sampling techniques would have been within the range of generally accepted...
Yeah. Hey, Mike, I got to take a break here. Let me put you on hold. I'll come back and pick you up after the top of the hour break. Fair enough?
Okay.
All right, stay there. We'll come back and get you on the flip side. Quick break here. A bit of news at the top of the hour and some other stuff, and we'll be back. You're listening to Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy.
It's Kia Fest, baby. Crazy deals, groovy cash back at the model year-end clearance event. Like 2,000 cash back on the Kia Sorento, the stylish SUV with a 10-year warranty. And qualified buyers get an additional $2,000 competitive bonus. It's Kia Fest. Come on down to your Kia dealer now, baby.
Cash back from Kia Motors America. Competitive bonus available to current owners of select non-Kia vehicles who purchase a new 2004 Kia Sorento. Must take delivery from retail stock by 9/30/04. See retailer for incentive and limited powertrain warranty details or go to Kia.com.
Hey, today's the day. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about Cialis. Because Cialis is here. Find out today if a free sample of prescription Cialis Tadalafil is right for you.
You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-8774-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready?
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Bush and the National Guard. President Bush today told veterans he was proud of his time in the Texas Air National Guard, and then he sought to deflect questions about his Vietnam-era service by turning the subject to what he said were John Kerry's changing positions on the war in Iraq. Bush was speaking to the National Guard Association of the United States. Bush said John Kerry and John Edwards voted against money for the war, not mentioning that his own administration once threatened a veto of the funding measure, or that Kerry had supported one version of the bill. He noted Kerry has both called for more money for Iraq and asserted that Bush squandered money there that could be spent in the U.S. John Kerry said, George W. Bush keeps saying things are getting better in Iraq even when we all know that's not true. Kerry said Bush's speech was full of distortions, and he said, why would we expect George Bush to level with us about Iraq? He never has. Bush did not address questions raised about his service 3 decades ago in the Guard or respond to accusations that he used family ties to avoid the Vietnam War. John Kerry addresses that same group on Thursday. A pay raise coming for Congress with little debate. House lawmakers today included themselves as part of a pay raise that all federal employees will get next year. Cost of living raise would be the 6th straight for members of the House and Senate, boosting the salaries of lawmakers about $4,000. They now make just over $158,000 each. The civil servant cost of living allowance, part of an $89.9 billion Transportation and Treasury Department spending bill. The House expected to pass it tomorrow. The Senate has not taken it up yet. 3 years after the September 11th attacks, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission cannot independently verify that every nuclear power plant in the U.S. is taking required safeguards to protect against the terror attack. That's according to investigators for Congress. Senior NRC officials strongly challenged that assessment, though. They said the agency, through on-site inspectors and other activities, is aggressively monitoring security compliance at the nation's nuclear reactors. The government conceded today the U.S. Marshals Service violated federal law when a marshal ordered reporters with the AP and the Hattiesburg American newspaper to erase their recordings of a speech by Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. The incident occurred during an April 7 speech at a high school in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. The Justice Department also today said reporters and their employees are each entitled to $1,000 in damages and attorney's fees. The lawsuit contended the marshal's actions inhibited and interfered with the ability of the reporters to do their job. The lawsuit filed in May will continue on the outstanding constitutional issues, including the request for an injunction against any repeats of the incident. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Hi, this is Larry King. They say a glass of red wine every day is good for your heart. But if you don't want to drink red wine every day, try Welch's 100% grape juice instead. That same delicious grape juice you grew up with can help keep your heart healthy. Because Welch's is made from deep, dark Concord grapes that contain powerful antioxidants, much like the grapes used to make red wine. What's more, Welch's has no added sugar, is fat-free, cholesterol-free, and certified by the American Heart Association. So raise a glass of Welch's 100% grape juice and drink to your health.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Ah!
Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice
sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives, blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron on Wednesday's Morning Sedition. Do you love your country? You do? So why don't you marry it? We'll ask Michael Parente, author of Super Patriotism, what it means to love your country without being in love with it. Plus, Jim Loftus is back joining us from the campaign trail, where he's working to put Kerry in the White House. That and a live report from the front lines of the war on brains. Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
On Air America Radio.
Welcome back, 6:30 past the hour. This is Air America Radio. Phone number is 866-303-2270. My name is Mike. Back to Mike in Miami, Florida. Mike, thanks for holding on. Let us continue.
Yeah, my pleasure, Mike. Yeah, my point with the IBD survey, simply that their reporting is very credible. Their sampling techniques would be very credible, so that you can put those results in the bank pretty much. And the good news is what that says is that the post-convention bounce has pretty much evaporated.
Yeah, and for those people who are just joining us, what Mike's referring to is Investors Business Daily, an investment and financial news magazine that is conservative, that did a poll of likely voters, and Kerry and Bush are in a dead heat. So all this nonsense about a 12-14 point spread is just that, nonsense.
That's absolutely right. You can trust the data that IBD would be reporting.
I would think. All right, is that it, Mike?
That's it. Thanks
okay.
for having me.
All right, thanks for checking in. I appreciate the call and stay in touch. Patricia is calling from Northern Florida. Patricia, welcome to the program. You live in the Panhandle?
No, I live up here in Middleburg.
Oh, okay. So you're not near where the this new
the storm
this
is. No.
Ivan. Okay.
No,
all thanks, right.
Good Lord, for that one.
Well, welcome to the program, Patricia.
Oh my God! Thank you for being there.
Sure.
We need people like you out there. Oh gosh, do we ever? You know, I got to tell you, there's one of the greatest gifts that God gave all of us, and that was peripheral vision.
Yeah.
And it was for a reason. So we could see what was coming at us from all sides.
Oh, there you go.
And those of us who have common sense, because it doesn't matter where you go to school and what kind of degrees you have, you better have common sense to carry you through life. Without it, you have nothing. And that's what Bush lacks. Nothing. He's disgusting, despicable. He's a snake in the grass. And I love your terminology that you use on that man. But I've been watching MSNBC, and they had National Weekly, Chicago Tribune, Washington Post, John Stossel, and, of course, the infamous Joe Scarborough himself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about, of course, Dan Rather.
Right.
With the National Guard dispute. They are demanding that Dan Rather and CBS perform an internal investigation. I mean, they were all out there tonight demanding it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's their competition, of course. You know, they love nothing but more than to sink that ship of
CBS. You know, there's two ways to look at it, Patricia. The first way would be there's no honor among thieves. But the second way to look at it is that journalists do belong to a fraternity or a sorority. Let's call it a fraternity for a gender shorthand here. They belong to a fraternity where there are certain accepted standards. And there are also certain accepted boundaries. Like, you don't just gratuitously attack someone else in the journalism profession, especially someone with Dan Rather's credentials. This man goes back 40 years as far as a journalist is concerned. You don't attack. Now look at who's attacking him. Some punk like Joe Scarborough, who may have been involved
in a murder,
in impregnating one of his staffers and then having her offed.
I hear you on that one.
He's the host of that scummy program. Who else was there?
National Weekly, Chicago Tribune, Washington Post, which we know where they lean.
James Warren of the Tribune, I'm surprised that he lent his name or his presence to that collection of liars and thugs. But these people are not journalists to the extent that Dan Rather is. But aside from that, the fact that this... Now, here we go again. They go after John Kerry's war record. They go after Dan Rather's reporting. And this little weasel... This greasy weasel, George W. Bush, continues to float like something in a cesspool above all of this discussion going on about whether or not Kerry bled enough, whether or not Dan Rather's documents are legit. And as you point out, they don't dare put this kind of scrutiny on anything reported on Bush. It's just astonishing.
Well, that's where Dan Rather should kind of turn it around and say, why don't you do an internal investigation on all the information that you put out on your news networks against Kerry and the Swift Boat guys?
Well, the other thing to consider, too, and I think this is true, Patricia, in terms of a competition for audience, CBS is not going to be intimidated by MSNBC or Joe Scarborough. I mean, MSNBC at any given time might have 250,000 viewers. CBS News at night, I believe, has something like 10 million. So, CBS could give a tinker's damn about MSNBC. But it bothers people like you and me because of these outrageous distortions perpetrated by these cable television networks.
Yeah, and another thing too. I honestly, truthfully, I've been listening to you for the past few days over the polling and all that stuff, and I've always had my confidence up there that those polls that we were seeing on TV were definitely inflated polls. I just I'm not going to say what we have going, but the Democrats have a secret weapon. I'm not going to tell you what it is on the air,
but we
have a major secret weapon going on that. Is going to floor the Republicans on November 2nd.
Well, I hope it happens.
Oh, count every bit of what I'm saying as truth. And
it's,
we are going to sink their ship like there's no tomorrow without any machine guns.
Well, that's always the best way.
Oh, yeah. They're going down. We outsmarted them this time. Make no mistake about it.
All right. Patricia, thanks for checking in.
Yep.
I appreciate your call. You have a nice evening. Steve is calling from Houston. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Thanks a lot. It's really great to have you back on the air.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, I listen to you a lot with IE America, too. I hadn't called in a long time, though, but I've been listening. I've been listening. Also, I've been watching a lot of Al Franken's TV shows.
Is this my buddy Steve in Houston who was looking for a job for a year and a half? Am I confusing you with a different Steve?
Probably so.
Okay.
I've been gainfully employed for about 5 years now.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
Fortunately, I'm very lucky.
Right.
But, I was kind of hoping maybe you or Randy or Janine might do one of those TV shows someday, maybe fill in for Al.
Well, I've got a face for radio, pal.
Yeah, I've seen it. But still, hey, it would be good. It would be good. But listen, I wanted to say that on Al's show yesterday,
yeah,
he interviewed Elizabeth Drew, who has written a current article in the New York Review of Books called Pinning Blame About the 911 Commission.
Uh-huh.
And she had a quote there, and I was wondering if I could just read it. It's pretty short.
Sure, go ahead.
This is from the commission report. It says, We have found no indication of any further discussion before September 11th among the president and his top advisors of the possibility of a threat of an al-Qaeda attack in the United States. End quote. You know what that's saying, Mike?
Yeah.
It's saying it from the PDB of August 6th, when they were warned that bin Laden is determined to strike in the U.S.,
right,
all the way up to September 11th, they didn't have one meeting about it. Can you believe that?
It does stagger the imagination. You know, if some a low-ranking private or PFC who is walking guard duty at night had the perimeter of what he was guarding infiltrated, he would be shot. He would be at least tossed in the brig. And here Bush and this crime family did what they did, and that not only was our perimeter breached, but 3,000 people died because of their incompetence, and nobody is responsible.
Yeah, and this is the team that Cheney says we need to keep in the White House, or we'll have another attack.
Yeah.
This is gross dereliction of duty. You know, and they say that they're better at fighting terrorism than Kerry would be.
Yeah.
You know, how? By ignoring it? Is that how they're better?
By allowing it to happen. Yeah, it's astonishing. It's astonishing.
On Bill Moyers Now program last week, he did a documentary on 911. I don't know if you saw that. It was excellent, and it covered basically the same points, but I just hadn't put it together until I saw Al Franken's TV show, and my hair lit on fire.
Yeah, right. Your head started spinning, and the pea soup came out.
And I got goose flesh, and it's unbelievable to me that they still, you know, they claim this as their big selling point, that they're the best on terrorism.
And they have the audacity to expect to be returned to office. Steve, I have to leave it there. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. Call us again, okay?
Welcome back.
All right, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Quick break here. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
People running around in circles. Don't know what they're headed for. Everybody's crying peace on earth just as soon as we win this war. So straight ahead, knock 'em dead, pack your kit.
Are Americans better off than we were 4 years ago? In a new national poll conducted by Mother Jones Magazine, a strong majority of registered voters from across the country claim that the United States has gotten pretty seriously off on the wrong track. And half of those surveyed voted for George W. Bush in the 2000 presidential election. Take the poll yourself and view the complete results at MotherJones.com. Also at MotherJones.com, your daily mojo. Every day, the editors of Mother Jones scour the web for the day's most important stories and post them for you online. Mother Jones, strange name for a magazine, but take a look. See what you think.
Crimes Against Nature, a new book by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., sets the record straight on George W. Bush, corporate greed, and the plunder of America. Crimes Against Nature makes the case that the administration has taken corporate cronyism to unprecedented heights, threatening our health, our national security, and our democracy. Al Franken calls Crimes Against Nature a passionate and devastatingly written attack on the Bush administration. Crimes Against Nature, the national bestseller by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a HarperCollins book. Now available at bookstores and online at airamericaradio.com.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears, you could transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save 15% on select styles. With Sears cabinet refacing, your kitchen can look brand new again in about 4 to 6 days. You'll choose from hundreds of decorator styles. Products and services are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends September 30th. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call now for cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Past the hour, right after the next break, we're going to play some sound for you from Bush speaking to the General Conference of the National Guard Association of the U.S. at the Las Vegas Convention Center. When did that happen? Today? Yeah, today. All right, that's coming up right after the next break. Doug is calling from the Bronx in New York. Doug, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi. Yeah, I'm really glad you're on the air in New York. When I first heard you, I said, where has this guy been? Why haven't
well,
I heard him before? I want to point out a very interesting article that I found in the Washington Post from this past Saturday. I think it fits into the topic because in my interpretation it shows some of the bizarre, well, it relates to the various bizarre rhetoric that's going on today. It has to do with Afghanistan and Mohammed Omar. Its source is it's an article by Dan Egan, and it's from September 11th. And it says that it's recently released declassified documents from the National Security Archive, released by a Freedom of Information Act request from George Washington University. It says that the headline is that Mohammed Omar requested of the State Department to oust President Clinton from office 2 days after President Clinton missiled, you know, on August 20th, 1998, Afghanistan to try to kill Osama bin Laden. That was about 2 weeks after the embassy bombings, of course, in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
It was a phone call. Mullah Muhammad Omar actually called the State Department, called a diplomat at the State Department who's in the office that handles that part of the world, a guy by, I think, I could pronounce the name, Myrnalowski, and requested that Clinton be ousted from office because of these missiles. He said that Osama bin Laden had nothing to do with the embassy bombings, and that if you want to continue to have good relations or improve relations with the Muslim world, you should get rid of President Clinton. Now, my interpretation of this is that the Republican Party obeyed Mohammed Omar in this request?
I would disagree with you, Doug. I really would. The Bush crime family doesn't, and the Republicans, they don't obey anybody. That's like saying Hitler or Stalin or Mao or Pol Pot obeyed somebody. So, I read that article, and I know what the point of view expressed in that article is, but I just I really disagree with it. I mean I don't mean necessarily with the article, but I disagree with the fact that the Bush crime family responded to this demand to get rid of Clinton. Now you can make the case that they went after Clinton with the Monica affair, but I don't. The crazy right in this country had their own agenda, and it had nothing to do with Mullah Muhammad Omar.
I'm not saying that they literally even knew of this call. I don't think, you know, it went probably didn't go past the State Department most likely. But I'm saying that in effect, by the persecution of President Clinton and through the year 1998, especially with all the dealings he had with Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden through that year. The only side that the Republican Party was on, in effect, because they were anti the national security of the United States by being anti-Clinton, they were in effect, not even maybe consciously, but in effect, they were on the side of who they now call our worst enemies.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I thoroughly agree. By hamstringing Bill Clinton, the entire executive branch of government, in effect, by bringing it to a standstill, the unintended consequence, perhaps, of that was to make us vulnerable for whatever devilment these terrorists could get involved in. I understand what you're saying. Doug, I need to move on. Thanks, pal. I appreciate you checking in. Yeah, that was a good article in the Post, and you can still get it. Go to WashingtonPost.com, and you can find that. Jeff is calling from Columbus, Ohio. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing, Mike?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Hey, good. Great show as usual.
Thanks.
I'm calling tonight in a little bit of a celebratory fashion.
Yeah.
I'm finding myself employed after 18 months of what I call forced self-employment.
All right. Well, that's a clear indication the Bush economic policies are working, right? You're back to work.
Well, except for the part where I'm making about $30 an hour less than what I was making.
Oh, yeah, there's always that little catch.
Yeah. Well, you know, on the bright side, he did say he'd lower my taxes, and when you pay less, or when you get paid less, you pay less taxes.
That's very true. So he's certainly a man of his word, isn't he?
Well, probably not method that most of us thought he was going to do it. But
yeah, I hear that.
So, but, you know, it's when you go from being in middle management to the hall monitor at the local high school, it's at least it's honest work.
Right. Oh, my God. Well, something better will come as soon as Kerry gets elected president and we can begin the long, arduous process of turning not just the country, but turning the economy around, turning everything around. And it's going to be a long, arduous process. It took Bill Clinton 8 years to do it. Well, it took him 6 years to do it. I God only knows how long it's going to take John Kerry to correct and clean up this terrible, terrible mess that George Bush has created.
Well, you know, the thing about the unemployment statistics is they don't include people like myself because being in middle management, they don't, you know, you don't file for unemployment.
They
came in and they said, see ya, here's some money, go away. And by the way, if you want the money, sign this paper that says you won't file for unemployment.
Oh my God!
So that's why I call it forced self-employment because for 18 months I've had to do whatever I could to make some money and support my family.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you're working again. I'm not glad that your income has been cut like it obviously has. I mean it when I say I think a Kerry administration will turn this around. I hope that's the case. Anyway, Jeff, thanks. Thanks for checking in, pal.
Alrighty.
All right, sir. Have a nice evening. All right, quick break here. We'll be back, and I want you to hear President Bunny Pants today speaking to the General Conference of the National Guard Association at the Las Vegas Convention Center. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio.
Hard times in the land of plenty. Come now, they all want the rest. Did Oswald really shoot JFK? Was he the lone assassin? Or was there a shot from the grassy knoll? Was it a conspiracy? Did the government, a la 9/11, fail to connect the dots? Why did the CIA thwart a congressional probe into JFK's murder? Hear the experts answer these questions and more at a conference on the Warren Report and its legacy, September 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Wardman Park Marriott in Washington, D.C. Come find out about the evidence which the government ignores and the news media hides. This is a conference you won't want to miss. To register, call the Assassination Archives and Research Center, the AARC, at 202-628-6608. That's 202-628-6608. To learn more, you can visit our website at aarclibrary.org. That's aarclibrary.org.
I fell in love with Patrick before I even met him because of his heart.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Everywhere I go in this great country, singles are asking me if there's really such a thing as a soulmate.
She took my breath away. Pictures do not do her justice, and I already knew her heart.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
When I hear stories from couples who fell in love on eHarmony, I want to encourage anyone wondering if they have a soulmate to log on to eHarmony.com.
I am more in love with this woman than I ever thought I could love anyone.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we've helped thousands of singles find their soulmate, and we want to help you too. Take our personality profile, a $40 value, and we'll give it to you free.
We just have so much to look forward to.
My name is Patrick, and I met my wife Cheryl on eHarmony.com.
My name is Cheryl. I met my husband Patrick on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Wednesday on the Al Franken Show. Do you know a secret? Seymour Hirst certainly does. More than one, in fact. Cy Hirst, the best investigative journalist in America, will be our very special guest as we blow the lid off of anything in the Bush administration that hasn't had its lid blown off already. And David Brock from Media Matters will join us in the studio to blow the whistle on the lazy and biased media. Tomorrow on the Al Franken Show.
Welcome back. 27 before the hour. I want to talk just a little bit here about Bush and the military. Back in the campaign in 2000, if you'll remember, Bush repeatedly promised to take care of the troops. Remember that help is on the way thing? They said that Bill Clinton had decimated our forces and all the lies that Republicans, politicians usually come up with. It's no surprise here, but of course Bush has broken every promise that he made. Everything from paying the troops to housing them decently to taking care of their children to improving morale. Bush has failed on every single count. I've said this before. How can anyone who wears the uniform of the United States military, any uniform of the U.S. military, any branch, support this bastard? How can they do it? Knowing, assuming that they know. Now, granted, a lot of people in the military are very young. They're very unsophisticated. They're taught to kill or be killed. That's it. They don't have a political sense. So maybe I'm looking at this through the wrong, or with the wrong perspective. The average 19-year-old, 20-year-old doesn't give a tinker's damn about politics, especially if that person joins the military. But Bush has broken every single promise, everything, everything. For example, in 2000, he said, my plan, this is his plan, help is on the way, understands what endless deployment means to young married families in the military. Now, he said that during the campaign at a rally at the Kansas City Airport, Kansas City, Missouri, February 22nd, 2000. The truth is, military reservists and National Guard members are remaining in Iraq longer than they were told. And if you remember back in September, the Pentagon, a year ago, the Pentagon announced the 20,000 reservists and National Guard troops in Iraq would stay longer than they were initially to be deployed. Now, imagine if you were a reservist or a member of the National Guard, the strain that this puts on your families, on your family. Rhetoric in 2000 from Too Stupid to Be President. He said, my plan says we'll make sure we pay our military a decent wage. And then Bush tried to roll back monthly pay increases for soldiers in combat. If you remember, on October 1st last year, Bush made it clear that he wanted to roll back recent modest increases in monthly imminent danger pay from $225 a month to $150. And family separation allowances from $250 to $100 a month. That's for troops getting shot at in the war zones the Bush crime family created. Bush complained about a plan to double the benefits for families of troops killed in action. The Bush White House said that various pay and benefits incentives added to the 2004 defense budget by Congress was wasteful and unnecessary, including a modest proposal to double the crappy-ass $6,000 tip paid to families of troops who die on active duty. And he has the absolute audacity to stand in front of military men and women and claim that he is their man. Living conditions for military families that he was going to improve? Bush cut $1.5 billion from the budget for military housing improvements. In 2000, he said, I will make renovations a priority, increase housing allowances to improve living conditions for all our military families. But in the 2004 budget, a $1.5 billion reduction for military housing and the like. That's reported by the Army Times. Bush 2000 rhetoric. I will ask Congress for $310 billion needed to repair and construct schools that will educate the children of the men and women who wear our nation's uniforms. Now, why is that money necessary? I'll tell you why. Because in towns with a huge military reservation, whether it's Tidewater, Virginia, or here in Georgia, or places in Texas, there is no economic base from which to gather taxes to fund schooling. Consequently, the public schools in these huge military-based towns, the towns are not so huge, but these huge military reservations, the public schools suck. They're awful. So Bush promised in August of 2000 that he would get $310 million to repair and construct schools for the children of the people who wear our nation's uniforms. What happened? He sought $172 million cut. The budget Bush proposed in 2003 cut funding by $172 million. It's called impact aid funding that assists schools on or near military bases. The Washington Post reported that Bush's cuts to impact aid would pair education funding disproportionately for children of soldiers who fought in Iraq. Do you understand? Disproportionately for the children of soldiers who fought in Iraq in a war Bush and his monstrous thugs created. In his 2003 tax cut, Bush doubled the size of the child tax credit for families making up to $250,000, but he refused to extend the same increase to the families of 262,000 children of military personnel. Stuck it in him again. Now, today I was looking at some photographs of dead children in Iraq that were hit by a fire from U.S. military gunships. From U.S. missile strikes in Fallujah. Dead children. Children with just blood and gore all over the street. He kills children in the Middle East. And he assaults the children of the people doing the killing. This man is a psychopath if ever one existed. You'd understand that. In 2000, Bush said, in order to boost morale, I will make sure our men and women in uniform are well paid, well housed, and well trained. Bush opposed giving National Guard and Reserve members access to health insurance. There are now about 55,000 reservists and guardsmen serving our country in Iraq. 20% of all reservists and guardsmen do not have health care. Think about that. Think about that for a second, will you, truth seeker? Bush 2000 rhetoric. I'm interested in making sure morale is high in today's military. According to Inside Defense, the Army Reserves are confronted with a potential shortfall of $280 million in its budget next year that, if left unchecked, would halt all training drills for soldiers next spring. Who cares? Who cares? Show them how to fire a rifle and send the sons of bitches in to die. That's all Bush cares about. Go protect the oil. And he stands in front of military people. Bush's budget failed to provide body armor for Marines. The unfunded budget, this is according to the Washington Post, April of this year, the Marine Corps unfunded budget request included $40 million for body armor, lightweight helmets, and other equipment for Marines engaged in this phony-ass war on terrorism. And this man has the audacity, Jesus, this makes me angry, has the audacity to stand in front of military men and women and military families, young men and women, and spout the nonsense, the lies, and the deception that he spouts. You want to hear an example? I've got an example for you, okay? Here's how he's proud to have protected Alabama or Massachusetts or Texas or someplace from the commie hordes back when it was his turn by serving, maybe, did he or didn't he, in a Champaign National Guard unit or going AWOL or deserting. Oh, what the hell? You decide. Listen to this, punk.
Saddam paid the families of suicide bombers.
No, that's not what I want you to hear right now. I want you to... Here, let us cue it up. Okay, this is, let me set it up again. This is how Bunny Pants is proud to have protected Alabama or someplace from the commie hordes when it was his turn to go into the National Guard, when his pappy got him into a Champaign unit, when this drug-using drunk beat the system and scrammed.
It's a pleasure to be with the brave men and women of the National Guard. As the general just said, you've had many famous Americans in your ranks, including men named Jefferson, Madison, Lincoln, and Truman. 19 individuals have served both in the Guard and as President of the United States, and I'm proud to be one of them.
Can you believe that? Putting himself in the same company of Lincoln, Truman, Madison, Jefferson... And then the 19-year-olds and the 18-year-olds applaud him when he says, I'm proud to have been one of them who served in the Guard and served as president. This is a guy who deserted his post. He left. He gave his middle finger to the United States military and walked off. And now he stands in front of these 19-year-olds and says that. This guy is totally amoral. He is totally without ethics. Listen to this clip. And tell me, truth seeker, if his verbal gaffe here is accidental or a true, oh, let's call it Freudian slip. Just ignore all the other pesky grammatical errors and listen to what he says.
From its birth in the 1630s, the Guard protected the early colonists and helped win the war on independence. We're going to keep our military strong, but never forget the strength of this country, of the great citizens of the America who served this country one heart, one soul at a time.
What? Helped win the war on independence. But never forget the strength of this country are the great citizen of the America. Evil, evil, evil bastard. Now, I've got a couple of more. We have to break here, and we'll play him coming back. But, I don't know. This guy, I guess he understands. This 58-year-old man, is that how old he is? He stands in front of 18 and 19 and 20-year-olds. And he's got all the pomp and power of the office of the presidency. There's not a 19-year-old that's going to challenge him. There's not a soldier going to stand up and say, you lying son of a bitch, you deserted, you went AWOL, you beat the system, you conned the system, and you left me out here hanging, you dirty, rotten liar. There's not a soldier in America that's going to say that.
He's the granola Ayatollah of canola. Charles Ford, founder of Grasoline Solutions, explains.
I just started writing rhymes while I was farming and doing the eco thing, so that's kind of how this all came about.
Ford spits the truth.
Now, Rudolph Diesel was no weasel, this we know to be true. He was an engineer and a humanitarian, too. He made it possible for us to drive on vegetable fuel. Nobody told me that, well, that's what I'm trying to do. It was back around the turn of last century when Dr. Diesel offered up this opportunity. Corn, soy, chicken, fats, and flour, flax, hemp, seed. Farmers could grow their own fuel. Not only their feed, small types of peas, self-sufficient about the energy needs without drilling or sowing or paying a fee. It's like that.
Biodiesel reduces cancer-causing emissions by 75%. For more EcoWrap and all the 411 on biodiesel,
Grasoline.com. Check us out.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at CliffBar.com.
What that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive. You lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free in 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free in 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
About 10 before the hour. Okay, we have a couple more here. This is Bunny Pants speaking to the General Conference of the National Guard Association of the U.S. at the Las Vegas Convention Center today. A guy who deserted, a guy who, first of all, had his daddy, like a lot of people did, had, the difference is Bush lied about it, had his daddy get him into a candy-ass unit. He learned to fly obsolete airplanes, and then he missed his physical because he was a drunk and a coke user, and then he just walked away and just said, screw you, I've had enough. That's it. Goodbye. Adios. See you later. And now he claims membership in the National Guard, an organization that he squatted over and urinated on. It makes me sick. It makes me sick. Now, in this soundbite, while he's addressing these 19-year-olds, it sounds like Bush thinks America was attacked. I don't know, maybe they're older than that. Maybe the National Guard Association, maybe that's people who've already served and got out. I don't know who in the hell they are. I just know that they sound, when they applaud this thug, it sounds like they're kids. But in this one, it sounds like Bush thinks America was attacked after 9/11. And it's amazing to hear these guardsmen and women clap and cheer, considering how many of them are their fellow soldiers. Bush has called out of their accounting offices, out of their classrooms, out of their families, out of retirement, to go die, be wounded, or kill. Here he is again.
The past 3 years, Guard units have defended the American homeland against a further attack.
What?
We've taken the battle to our enemies abroad. The National Guard has played a critical role in every aspect of Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom. More than 185,000 Guard members have been called to serve on every front in the war on terror.
Fronts that you created. Crap that doesn't exist. Dead Americans, dead Iraqis. Have you seen the pictures of the dead and wounded and bleeding civilians? In Iraq, all over the place. Now, here he implies, much like Cheney did, that a John Kerry presidency would cause us to drift toward tragedy.
These are dangerous times. My most solemn duty as the president is to protect the American people.
You thug.
If America shows uncertainty and weakness in this decade, the world will drift toward tragedy. This is not going to happen on my watch.
Unbelievable. This is the rat bastard who brought the tragedy to the United States. This is the person who has destabilized the world. This is the person who has generated rage and terrorism against the United States. It already has happened on his watch. It happens every single day on his watch. Murder and mayhem and terror. What does it take to... Nothing will wake him up. Nothing will wake up his criminal administration. What will it take to wake up the United States military? What will it take for these guardsmen and women, these reservists, who listen to these lies, to not applaud him? Here he provides in this last soundbite, reason what? 1,376 for his preemptive attack on the non-threatening, almost on its knees, nation of Iraq that had a thug at the head of that country, just like Bush is a thug. Is it just me, or does his doctrine of preemption strike you as a tad paranoid? Maybe Bush really is delusional and thinks all these benign foreign countries are out to get him. Maybe that's why he just keeps starting wars and attacking and killing innocent people on both sides of this issue.
Saddam paid the families of suicide bombers. We knew his long history of pursuing and even using weapons of mass destruction.
That your daddy gave him.
And we know that after September the 11th, our country must think differently.
Nothing to do with Iraq.
We must take threats seriously before they fully materialize.
Well, Canada has weapons of mass destruction. Israel has weapons of mass destruction. Who else? Apparently North Korea is very close. Iran's very close. China does. When do we strike them? If you have any familiarity at all with the clinical definition of paranoia, doesn't this mindless thug George W. Bush fit into that category? Meantime, Bush is destroying the National Guard. Recruitment efforts are down 15% from last year, which was down from the year before. What is the National Guard for? Well, its name will give you a clue, a bit of a clue. But it also, the National Guard usually provides the translators, you know, the interpreters, the people with skills, so that the regular army can be used to kill and be killed, to blow things up. The National Guard provides the policing, the military police and prison guards and all sorts of non-combat yet fully necessary functions for a working military. Bush is destroying it. He is leaving this country unprotected, and he is forcing people to say, hell no, I'm not joining the National Guard. Hell no, I'm not getting in the reserves. Why should I? Why should I be handed an 18-month deployment in a combat zone? Oh no. Thanks. Adios. When, I'm sorry, I started yelling. When do we figure this out? I mean, you figured it out, Truth Seeker. So have I. When does the 46% of Americans who still support this snake, when do they figure it out? When do the people in the military figure it out? When do the 19-year-olds, I know they're only 19, I know, yelling again. I know they're 20, I know they're 21, I know their consciousnesses are barely formed. I know there's a macho thrill about, you know, okay, let's put on the gear and damn, look what they're giving me to shoot. Of course, that all disappears when they have an arm blown off and they come back and find out what Bush has in store for them as a wounded amputee veteran. But do you think it'll ever change? You think ever a 19 or 20 or 21 or 22-year-old who has been ordered by George W. Bush after this youngster joined the National Guard or joined the reserves, ordered by Bush to go die so that Bush and his friends can live high on the pig? Do you think the time will ever come when the upper reaches of the United States military will say, we've had enough of this?
NAPA is making it easy to keep your car or truck looking great with this incredible offer. Right now, you can stop by your local NAPA Auto Parts store and pick up DuPont Tire and Wheel Cleaner, DuPont Tire Shine, and Stoner Invisible Glass Cleaner all for free after mail-in rebate. This is the good stuff. So stop by NAPA Auto Parts today to get your free car appearance products after mail-in rebate. Get the good stuff. NAPA. Get the good stuff.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Thousands of Gulf Coast residents are starting to protect their property and lives ahead of Hurricane Ivan. Hurricane warnings have been issued for much of the Gulf Coast. Officials in Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana are warning their residents to get out of the way of the storm. National Hurricane Center Director Max Mayfield says they are worried about this storm.
This is such a large circulation. The storm surge is going to be tremendous near and to the east of where the center crosses the coast. We could easily have 10 to 16 feet of storm surge. The very dangerous batting waves on top of that.
Panama City Beach resembles a ghost town as the hurricane churns. Don Dornberg reports.
We found Eric Hernandez putting the final touches on boarding up Rupi T's, a restaurant which he owns on Panama City Beach. Hernandez says it's been a tough past month for business.
We've had enough, you know, already. We lost Labor Day. That was a lot of money for the beach. And, you know, this year hasn't been a super year.
This area is one of many along Florida's panhandle under an evacuation order. Reporting from Panama City Beach, Florida, I'm Don Dornberg.
Ivan is expected to make landfall somewhere in the Gulf States late Wednesday or early Thursday. President Bush Tuesday addressed the National Guard Association in Las Vegas, Nevada. He was introduced as having served in the Texas Air National Guard, which has been the subject of a lot of questions in recent days.
As the general just said, you've had many famous Americans in your ranks, including men named Jefferson, Madison, Lincoln, and Truman. 19 individuals have served both in the Guard and as President of the United States, and I'm proud to be one of them.
Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry is continuing to tout his plans for health care and the economy on the campaign trail. Speaking in Toledo, Ohio, Kerry says he wants to make health care more affordable to small business owners and workers by rolling back the tax cuts for people making more than $200,000 a year.
And what I'm going to do is unleash the great entrepreneurial creative power of America to create better jobs for people.
Five women widowed by the 9/11 attacks say they are backing John Kerry. The woman said they are doing so, quote, in good conscience and from our hearts. One of the women, Monica Gabriel, says she believes that Kerry can bring safety and sanity back to the country. She also voiced displeasure over how the Bush administration went after Iraq.
Instead of going into Afghanistan and bringing back bin Laden, dead or alive, this administration went into Iraq. Afghanistan, almost completely forgotten.
New York City firefighters were joined by their Los Angeles counterparts at Fire Station 27 Tuesday to kick off a cross-country bike ride from L.A. to New York to raise money for the widows and children of firefighters lost in the 9/11 terror attacks. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Hi, Orkin Man here with a pest control secret. You know, people aren't the only ones who flock to the water this time of year. Millions of ants do, too. So it's common to find them near dishwashers and kitchen sinks. If you spot a few strolling along your kitchen counter with beach umbrellas and little teeny tiny flip-flops, you're not the only one. To end this pool party, call me at Orkin. We've been helping to protect homes for over 100 years. Well, this is the Orkin Man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Did you know that on average, a woman with a college degree makes less than a man who drops out of high school? Hi, this is Sheryl Crow, and I'm a feminist because I believe in radical concepts like equal pay for equal work and equality in general. So why is it that women are 51% of the population, yet only 14% of Congress? Why do most health plans cover Viagra, but not birth control? And more importantly, how do we fix that? Well, first, you register to vote. Go to feminist.org to register online. That's feminist.org. Then forward the link to all your girlfriends and be sure to vote November 2nd. Remember, women are 51% of the population, so when we vote, we have the power to change the world.
Sponsored by the Feminist Majority Foundation, a 501c3 organization that does not oppose, support, or otherwise endorse any candidate for public office.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Wednesday on the Al Franken Show. Do you know a secret? Seymour Hirst certainly does. More than one. Hirst, the best investigative journalist in America, will be our very special guest as we blow the lid off of anything in the Bush administration that hasn't had its lid blown off already. And David Brock from Media Matters will join us in the studio to blow the whistle on the lazy and biased media. Tomorrow on the Al Franken Show.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. I'm coming to your phone calls just as soon as I share with you. This is a very quick editorial from the Niagara Falls Reporter. It's about the 1,000th dead American. And the headline is, 1,000 dead Americans, please tell us for what. And this is from today's editorial page in the Niagara Falls Reporter. They won't even tell you who it is. It might have been a kid from Texas, or it might have been a kid from Virginia. They know, but they won't tell you. Whichever one it was, he was the unlucky one, unlucky enough to be the 1,000th American to die in Iraq. The kid from Texas was named Tomas Garces. He was 18 years old and a member of the National Guard. His home base was Fort Bliss, which is an installation out in the West Texas desert. That's probably not too dissimilar from where he got knocked off. He'd been in Iraq for all of 14 days. Before he shipped out, he had dinner with his high school wrestling coach. Tomas had been a standout wrestler, his local paper reported. God bless him. The kid from Virginia, well, you got to decipher, because two kids from Virginia were killed that day. Like Texas, Virginia has a fine military history, so we'll present both of them. There was First Lieutenant Timothy E. Price. He was 26. Regular Army. You can look his picture up on the internet and you'll see a nice young fellow with a big toothy grin his folks must have loved. Young Lieutenant Price was joined in death that day by fellow Virginian Specialist Clarence Adams III. Clarence was 28 and left behind a wife and children. More than 7,000 of our brave men and women have been maimed. A good percentage of those have lost a leg, an arm, or two legs, or two arms, or have been blinded. These are young people, the best America has to offer. If you want to vote for George Bush, go ahead. And far be it from us to speak on behalf of Tomas or Timothy or Clarence. But there are a lot of Americans getting shot to pieces in Iraq, fighting on behalf of a cabal of cowards who lied our country into the war. The same guys who dodged the draft in Vietnam now capriciously send our sons and our daughters into harm's way. There's a word for guys like that, but it's not a word fit to be printed in a family newspaper. As for Garces, Price, and Adams, there's a word for guys like that, too. It dates back to the ancient Greeks. The word is hero, and it connotes the bravery of the individual and not the perhaps misguided cause for which he died. Soldiers from Texas and Virginia know that all too well. Editorial in today's Niagara Falls Reporter. You can check it out, NiagaraFallsReporter.com. Just awful. You know, it's hard to determine where to put your grief when you see or read about the pictures of young dead Americans, hundreds and hundreds of them. When you see or read about the pictures, the graphic pictures that come back from Iraq, of other boys and girls blown to pieces by our boys and girls. It's just... It's just beyond an outrage. And then you consider why we're there and who sent our young people. God. Okay, Bob is calling from Queens. Bob, welcome to the program.
Yes, Mike?
Yes, sir.
You know, I totally agree with you. First economics and then Iraq. You know, in 10 to 12, 15 categories, from jobs to the surplus into a deficit, to 40% rise in health care, to rise in medical premiums, to 200% rise in elderly bankruptcies, to the stock market down, to gas prices up. I could go on to... Things are worse off. Remember the Ronald Reagan question, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago or worse off? In all these categories, we're worse off, plus the quagmire in Iraq, plus Afghanistan. We only control Kabul. We control nothing else. The heroin trade has increased 100% from when we even went into Afghanistan. We haven't stopped that, and that money funds the terrorists. How can anybody vote for this man?
I don't know. How can anyone even say they're going to vote for him?
You know, I'm going to repeat what Paul Begala says, the funny statement. He says, we say this in Texas, don't pee on my boots and tell me it's raining.
Yeah, really.
You know, I've said this to you a couple of other times. If Bill Clinton was president and we were spending $1 billion a week and losing 20 soldiers a week, these feckless Republicans would be screaming for his impeachment.
Oh, sure. Or they would hire someone to go shoot him. No, seriously.
You know,
no, seriously. They would have.
I was in Europe many times in the 90s. All the European countries, Italy, France, Germany, Switzerland, England, they all loved Bill Clinton. Ireland. If Bill Clinton went to Ireland tomorrow, 2 million people would show up in Dublin and cheer him for solving the Northern Ireland problem, brokering that deal. And if Bush went there 2 months ago, he had to hide. There's massive demonstrations in every capital against this man. Nobody wants him. We've lost respect around the world. Even American businessmen are saying they won't say it because they're pro-Republican on the tax issues and all of that. But they can't even do business in Europe the way they did in the 90s.
Yeah, and every place he goes, he's like a rat or a cockroach in the middle of the night. The most security ever by a visiting American president. They usually have to militarize the entire police force of whatever city he's going to go squat in, whether it's someplace in Spain or France or Germany or England. It's just incredible. He's like some kind of a night creature that can't stand the light of day. He has to skulk and slink around. And in the meantime, hundreds of thousands of people show up to protest his presence in their country.
You know,
it's just an outrage what this guy has done.
I was extremely disappointed in, because I thought he was a la Clinton, a child of the 60s, a cool guy, smart. How did Tony Blair get conned into this situation?
That's the question that I don't have a clue. It is baffling. I have no idea. No idea at all. Hey, Bob, let me move on. Thank you, sir.
Thank
I appreciate
you
your call. You take care. Appreciate you checking in. Paul is calling from Philadelphia. Paul, welcome to the program, sir.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Okay. I just wanted to alert your readers to the fact that I've been doing research on the Bush records for like the last 7 months. So I did what the media didn't do, which was actually go back, look at the laws back from 1972, the Department of Defense regulations, get an Air Force policy manual or two, and compare the records to them. As a result of that, I've become kind of sort of credible to people in the progressive community on these issues. And I've gotten a hold of a document that was not released by the White House that is directly from Bush's military records.
Really?
Yes. And it was a five-year agreement in which Bush agreed to serve for 5 years after he finished his undergraduate pilot training. Mm-hmm. Now that meant that he had agreed to serve for like at least until November 1974 in the Texas Air National Guard, pretty much as a pilot. And it was a quid pro quo thing. It even mentions the fact that, you know, extensive public expenditures, you know, like, I want pilot training, and I understand that you're going to spend a lot of money on me if I get this, so I'll serve for 5 years, is what the agreement says that he signed.
Right. Yeah. Well, I respect the fact you were able to get that, document. But that could be used by Karl Rove to say, see, this is how our boy decided to serve his country. The documents that are needed are the documents that were provided to CBS's Dan Rather, that the right-wing crazies in media are now trying to shred. And those are the documents that show that Bush never showed up anyplace.
We already know that Bush didn't show up anyplace. I mean, I took the payroll data. If you look at the payroll records, at the very bottom of it, there's lines of what people think are incomprehensible numbers. They're not. Those are the original data that was entered into the payroll system.
You need to get that into Dan Rather or Tom Brokaw or Peter Jennings.
They know it already.
Yeah, well, all right. Okay, well, way to go. I'm proud of you.
Okay.
Way to go. All right, Paul, thanks for checking in.
Bye.
I appreciate it. You take care. Quick break. We'll be right back. Diane, you're up next. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio.
Looks never mattered until now. It's a long ride, it's a downside, but it's all about. And I think that you better sit this out. And the big lie solves everything. It's hanging upon your lips again.
Are Americans better off than we were 4 years ago? In a new national poll conducted by Mother Jones Magazine, a strong majority of registered voters from across the country claim that the United States has gotten pretty seriously off on the wrong track. And half of those surveyed voted for George W. Bush in the 2000 presidential election. Take the poll yourself and view the complete results at MotherJones.com. Also at MotherJones.com, your daily mojo. Every day, the editors of Mother Jones scour the web for the day's most important stories and post them for you online. Mother Jones, strange name for a magazine, but take a look. See what you think.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section. Guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... you drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you.
by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Are you short on cash in these troubled times? Or perhaps you want to pay off some old bills that are piling up. Well, you can. Empire Diamond and Gold Buying Service, high on the 76th floor in the Empire State Building, will buy your unused and unwanted diamond and gold jewelry and silverware at the highest cash prices. Empire will evaluate your diamond and gold jewelry at no cost. And if you decide to sell, you'll walk out with the highest cash prices paid in over 60 years. You always feel at ease in Empire's friendly office. Empire's customers are treated like family and friends. You'll be waited on in a private office with no sales pressure. The decision to sell is strictly yours. Empire will never try to trap you by asking, "How much do you want for your diamond and gold jewelry?" Empire tells you the price. It's unethical to ask. An honest jeweler will tell you what he can pay without backing you into a corner. Sell your diamond and gold jewelry and silverware at the highest cash prices today so you can have available funds for your necessities. Empire Diamond and Gold Buying Services, 76th floor, Empire State Building, 5th Avenue at 34th Street.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Past the hour. Diane is calling from Boulder, Colorado. Diane, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
Well, a little bit miffed.
Miffed?
For the past couple weeks, I've been listening to Air America. Praise God that it's out here.
Yeah.
And the Republican National Convention, people had their anger where it needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And now people are slipping away. They're saying, oh, I don't understand why Kerry's not doing this, and Kerry's not doing that, and Kerry's not on the air, and Kerry's not addressing these issues. And, like, Randy Rhodes was wringing herself dry trying to tell these people that he is doing these things. He's doing it where it counts among the people.
All right, who's doing that on Air America? Do you hear that on this program?
Not on that program. I heard that whining on Randy Rhodes' program, so I'm responding to that and other people calling in during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that you have your anger where it needs to be. People are just letting their anger turn into inertia and depression.
Go ahead.
I'm only saying that because we have to keep angry. I know it's debilitating. I know it stresses the adrenals. But anger is the only way the thing that gets us out of bed some days.
Yeah, that's true.
And
do you think that these other talk show hosts on our network, and specifically Randy, do you think maybe that is their way of expressing the anger that is genuinely, because I try to keep a lid on a lot of my feelings about how the Kerry campaign is being run. Now the candidate, whether it's Kerry or Al Gore 4 years ago, is pretty much going to go by what the campaign advisors tell him to do. He's got to focus on his stage presence, if you will, his charisma, his relating to the audience, his trying to stay on message, and he relies on his campaign advisors to set that tone.
And it's like Boone Rocco's puppet theater. He only has certain moves that he's able to do.
Yeah.
People should just understand and accept that. We have to be the people to make the case. When I belonged to a church that was evangelical, and I know that they were reaching out to those churches to say, well, this is the way God wants it,
mm-hmm.
the code words were there, so it wouldn't be getting into that tricky church and state thing because some people were being monitored.
Mm-hmm.
But at least they worked every single time they met to reinforce their beliefs, what they want to do.
So you're saying that people on the progressive side of the spectrum or the liberal side of the spectrum have got to just let Kerry be Kerry and quit the bitching, as Ann Landers would say. Huh?
Butch up.
Yeah, okay.
It's going to be tougher than this. They want us to defeat ourselves. They may have fifth columnists or people. Well, I know for a fact that they have GOP team leaders who go on blogs and are trolls.
Mm-hmm.
Say discouraging, horrible, nasty things to people, curse at progressive bloggers if they don't have a reasoned argument against one of the things that they say.
Mm-hmm.
And they
mm-hmm.
get little tote bags, they get coolers. There's a point system for little actions that they take. It's not unreasonable to believe that they can do the same thing on Air America, that they are having people saying, oh, I'm such a good Democrat, but I don't know what Kerry's doing. We have to be tough. We have to know that it could be propaganda here, too.
Yeah.
Randy does a great job of taking apart those arguments bit by bit. Yes, he's on the media. Yes, he's making a statement. Yes, in 2 days in a row, he's talked about the automatic weapons ban.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's dealing with this issue. Yes, John Edwards is dealing with that issue. But the fact that we even have to say this stuff, when Bush, the people who support Bush saying, God is supporting George Bush.
Right.
Don't question it. Don't think anything different. Their faith is right down the center of their lives. It is like a cut with a knife.
Man,
we have to have that same sort of precision in our faith.
I hate these people. I just hate them, Diane.
You can hate them with a fiery passion, but that means we have to respond with opposing force. I took up martial arts when I knew that this whole campaign was going to get this nasty.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that, you know, it would be easy. But after hearing all of the grief that they put on the candidates before the Democrats had settled on who was going to run,
yeah.
the way that they picked everyone apart, the way that they allowed others to pick them apart.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally when we have a set group of people, Kerry, Edwards, then they try with the trial lawyer thing and they said, oops, you depend on trial lawyers. They can't really touch Edwards. So that means he's a secret weapon. Let him be under the radar until he destroys Cheney in the debates.
I hope that happens.
For now, Kerry is vulnerable because he was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Dig it, because he took risks, because he was out in the world for 30 years. He took every public step. Everyone could pick him apart. Everyone could assassinate his reputation.
Mm-hmm.
And still he stands. George Bush is so hidden, we don't even know what his driver's license number is. We don't know what his history is, and the people who try and bring that history forth, they get crucified.
Yeah.
And we have to know that that's the tactic. Stop wishing it was something else. It's not going to change.
Mm-hmm.
It's wanting a dysfunctional husband who beats you up every day to stop hitting you when you know either you walk away or you hit back with something harder.
Yeah.
We can't change the Republicans and their tactics. They are not going to play nice. They are not going to turn tail. No matter what we say, oh, they're in trouble now because they're doing all this crap. They would do that crap anyway just for kicks.
Diane, your adrenals.
I know my adrenals. I punch people out this evening. I mean, I got my rest, and I mean, it's fine. I mean, that's why I take up martial arts, so I can hit people.
Oh, my God.
And since some of them are like people who vote for Bush, it's just, you know, all good.
It's all good.
We don't talk about it on the map, but I know how their attitude is. But everybody worries. Everybody has vulnerabilities. And what we have to do is instead of saying, oh, me, we have to listen to people who could be swayed.
Mm-hmm.
We have to listen to what their concerns are. We do not say, well, I don't know about Kerry, but he's the best we've got, saying, this is the solution. If it's not Bush, then who is left? We know that basically Nader is in the pocket of the Republican Party for his own reasons. We know that even if his ideals were wonderful, his money comes from neoconservatives.
That's right, and I may get to that tonight about his getting on the ballot in Florida. Diane, it's a slice of heaven to hear from you. I love your energy. Take care and call us again, okay?
I'm just putting out a little prayer. Have them to do you live in Boulder instead of having some putts. I don't even want to say his name.
That would be great. Thanks, Diane.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
No place to go but when the Lord gets ready, you got...
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.A. Johnson, a family company.
The handshake. It means pleasure to meet you, or good seeing you again. But it can also say, hey, hand me some salmonella. Don't let germs halt your handshakes. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So shake hands, but use Purell. Because without it, Bob, meet Becky, is more like E. coli meets Streptococcus. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Hey, today's the day. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about Cialis, because Cialis is here. Find out today if a free sample of prescription Cialis Tadalafil is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-877-4-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready?
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Air America phones are ringing off the hook. Everyone's calling Air America Radio.
Air America Radio is the most trusted name in news.
Oh, you could use that as a promo.
Yeah, right.
That's great.
866-303-AAR0. Call and let it rip.
I cannot trust any mainstream media.
We're with
the
you.
Only media I trust is Air America.
Oh, good. Another promo. Appreciate it.
Air America Radio. We're listening.
Thank you.
Remember when he used to play with Focus? It's 27 before the hour. Bruce is calling from California. Bruce, welcome to the program.
You doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. Ask Diane if she wants to marry me. I love her.
I hear that. I hear that, pal. I'm sure there's a line of people who would like to marry Diane.
Yeah, I'm sure there are. Listen, the reason I was calling is that I was thinking about what the way the press has treated our dear esteemed leader, mm-hmm. and with kid gloves and not asking any tough questions and basically just giving him a free pass on everything
right.
that's gone on. And I'm just wondering what your views are on what's going to happen if Kerry wins, how the press is going to turn around and treat him. I mean, if the same right-wing folks are running the press, it seems like it's going to be an attack dog scenario from day one like it was with Clinton.
Yeah, there's a good chance that'll happen. I don't know if Kerry has anything that can be attacked in his background. Sadly, Clinton did. His bimbo eruptions, the Whitewater thing, which turned out to be nothing, of course. I mean, I'm not saying there's any substance to anything that they went after Clinton for, but there was something that these little rat bastards could get their teeth into.
Well, I think it was a little more than that, because, I mean, it wasn't...
Well, yeah. I'm just saying, I don't think there's anything in Kerry's background. Just like Diane said, this guy has been out there in public life for 30 years. After he got into the military and did what his country asked him to do, and found out that it was a fraud, it was murder, it was worthless. He came back and stated that, and then he went into public service. After a while, he was either a defense attorney or a prosecuting attorney. I forget which. So his whole life has been out there, as Diane pointed out. I can't think of anything that the vermin can go after him. But I think you're right. I think it would be 4 years of nonstop attacks by the pigs. I think the mainstream media will be very happy with Kerry, because, as I've said before, Kerry is not some mouth-breathing left-winger. Kerry is very much a centrist. He's very much a Clinton-Gore Democrat. He's very much a DLC Democrat, and a lot of people on the left hate that, and I understand that. But what's to attack him on?
Well, what I've noticed in the Clinton administration is they attacked virtually every proposal that he made, it wasn't just personal. Of course, the personal attacks were very virulent.
His domestic
policy decision that he made was stomped. And
every single instance he was correct that I can think of. I'm talking domestic policy.
I agree with you, too, but I'm saying is that that's not the relevance of my question, or my point, I guess, is that what I'm sort of foreseeing is that it's going to be a repeat of Clinton, where Bush got away with anything and everything that he said or did, even like the energy policy with Cheney,
right.
Okay, and the California energy crisis and him being the only one that could have stepped in, and he didn't.
Yeah, okay, I get what you're saying. I really do. I don't know how this is going to play out. I really don't, Bruce. I hope media will have learned its lesson. But as far as talk radio, they will go after him every time he hiccups.
Yeah.
They'll say he's farting out of his mouth.
Right.
The alphabet cable networks will continue their vicious, nasty, ugly assault on America, and that will be personified with John Kerry. So no, I don't think they're going to let up. But I think mainstream media, after realizing how badly they snookered themselves, I'm talking specifically like the Times, like the Post, like some of the major anchors at some of the major networks, they're realizing that being a jingoistic supporters for George Bush and doing for the Bush administration what Monica did for Bill is not helping the country, and it's not helping their own interests. So I hope mainstream media will leave it alone. Let me move on. I appreciate you checking in, Bruce.
Yes, thanks very much. And give Diane my phone number.
I'll definitely do it, Bruce. You take care. Barry is calling from Long Island. Barry, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Okay. Listen, it's the first time I ever called a radio show in my life.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Yeah, it really is. I've been listening to you for quite a while, and I've never been more in tune with somebody, as far as my views are concerned, than I am with you. But the point I'm trying to make is this. Your message and all the other radio hosts' message on your station is confined to your audience. I mean, is there any way that, like, if John Kerry ever heard of you, he could use you to campaign on his behalf so the message can get out to people that don't listen to Air America?
Well, I'm kind of doing that now. I think everybody on this network, from Al Franken all the way down the chain to me, and, you know, I bring up the rear. I think all of us are working to see Kerry elected. As far as actively taking part in the campaign, I don't think any of us that work for Air America would want to give up a paying day job to, you know, to go work as a volunteer.
Oh, no, I didn't mean it like that. I just meant, like, for example, like when you personally, like if you're not on the air, would you be able to do something over and above your radio show on his behalf?
If I could find some time to sleep, which I can't, but no, I understand what you're saying, and no, the Kerry campaign will go for the professional. Look, they just signed up, I believe, Begala and the Raging Cajun, what's his name, James Carville.
Oh. Okay.
You know, Franken does make appearances on the weekend. At Kerry events, so Franken is already doing this.
Okay, well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, but he's based there in New York. I'm here in Atlanta.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I just want to say that, you know, I give most of the American citizens in this country credit for having common sense, and I think that part of the reason why there's so many people that will vote for Bush that are pro-Bush is that they don't know all the facts. It's almost like Bush is brainwashing them. And if the truth can be heard, I mean the real God honest truth could be heard,
yeah,
I think Kerry would not only win, but it would be a landslide, because there's no way in the world that, given the information that we know about Bush and Kerry, that anyone in their right mind could ever vote for Bush.
Well,
it's beyond me.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying, sort of. But let me tell you where you and I would probably disagree, Barry. Let me say first that media in this country have failed miserably. It's up to them to keep us informed, and they have it. And I understand that most of us have to work an awful lot of hours, and a lot of us can't get the news just absorbing what comes over radio and television. So we have to go dig it out. And now, having said all that, I have very little patience with anybody who doesn't make the effort. And I know we're all stressed out, we're all overworked, we're all underpaid, none of us have any time. But I have very little patience with people who don't understand the evil sickness of this administration. And if you want to take it out of the context of evil and just put it into the incompetence, the absolute destruction of this economy and our system of government that Bush crime family is doing, how can anybody observe what's going on, is my point, and not realize how corrupt this administration is? So I don't have any patience with people who don't go get the information. We got the internet now. You can access any newspaper in America.
Right,
you can access any newspaper on the globe. And
Mike,
the information is there.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I know my time's almost up, but if I could just inject a little humor, I think you'll enjoy this.
Yeah.
This is a little Bush joke. Bush and Cheney go into a restaurant for breakfast one morning, and the waitress comes over, and they're looking at the menu, and Cheney says, "I'll have bacon and eggs." So the waitress looks at Bush. Bush says, "I'll have a cookie." So the waitress slaps him, and she walks away. So Bush says to Cheney, "I wonder why she did that." Cheney looks at the menu and says, "That's quiche, George."
All right. That sounds like a Massapequa Long Island joke.
Lindenhurst, but you're
Lindenhurst, close enough. Thanks, Barry.
All right, take care, Mike.
All right, I appreciate your call. No, I used to say on programs I've done before, and I mean this, you know, my job is not to educate. It's not Al Franken's job. It's I've got an obligation to educate myself. Kathy has a job here to educate herself. We have to do it in order to do this program. But aside from that, we have to do it in order to survive in this country in these times. And I just feel everybody has that obligation. Anyone I love my audience. I love the people who are kind enough to tune into this program. given all the choices out there. But I have to say, you know, we are not here to educate. Now, 99.9% of you know that. Like, all right, Malloy, we know that. Yeah, and I know you know it. That's not what this show's about. And I can understand what Barry was talking about, but like I said, I have no patience, very little, for people in these times, in these circumstances, these conditions that we live in now, who don't get the information themselves. Oh my God, you know what do people need? What do people need? You know, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, well, okay, 5 years ago, you couldn't access every single news source on the planet. You now can. There's nothing that's in the public that you can't get your hands on or your eyes around. You know what I'm saying? I know you do. I know you know what I'm saying. John is calling from New York. John, welcome to the program.
Hello. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Well, very disappointed. Naturally, I'm an immigrant. Today, we had the same subject in Greek, in a Greek station, but in English, of course.
Yeah.
What can Kerry do to overcome these problems that we are facing?
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I have to say is that Bush, because he joined the National Guard, he was a liability to his father. I immigrated in this country in 1951.
John, let me get you to hold on. I want to hear what you got to say, but I got to take a break, okay?
Okay.
I'll come right back to you as soon as we do this break, pay a few bills, whatever. We'll be right back. This is Air America Radio. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Seasonal allergies are in full bloom, Ragweed.
A great time to make them suffer, Pollen.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of Once Daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra takes the fun out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take Once Daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
With kids going back to school, it's a good time to make sure your children's health records are up to date. Have they had all their immunizations? Do school records reflect all your child's allergies? A free child health booklet from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, or ARC, can help you keep track of your children's health. Dr. Carolyn Clancy is the director of ARC.
Being up to date on immunizations is one important way for parents to keep their children healthy. But parents and families should make sure their children get other types of preventive care, like regular dental checkups and periodic hearing and vision tests. The handy and portable charts in ARC's Child's Health Guide can help parents discuss these and other important health issues with their child's doctor.
For a free copy of the Child Health Guide, call the ARC Publications Clearinghouse at 1-800-358-9295. That's 1-800-358-9295. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
That sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
About 10 before the hour, tonight, as usual, the program was engineered in New York by Colin Tipton and our resident rock star, Jason Isaac. Fabulous. Linda Blake screened your phone calls. Thank you, Linda. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org archives the program. Check out AirAmericaRadio.com, if you would, please. And the executive producer, the one who must be obeyed, Catherine Bay. All right. Where are we? John is calling from Massachusetts. John,
John from New York.
John from New York. I'm sorry. I was supposed to come back to you, and I looked the wrong way. Okay, John, go ahead.
All right. As I was saying, I immigrated in 1951. I was drafted in 1952 during the Korean War.
Mm-hmm.
I served my 2 years honorable.
Right.
And, of course, when we came out, I was in the reserves. To my judgment, in 1999, by the way, I was in the hospital for a retrieval bypass. And I told the patients there in the TV room that Bush, if he's elected, he would declare war against Saddam. And I'm surprised why the American people, they're brainwashed by this individual here who went into the service, National Guard, because he was a liability to his father.
Yeah.
Because of his drinking problems, you know.
Yeah, his drinking, his drugs, his whoring around,
right. And naturally, he did not serve his time. He bought his time in the service. And this is what the public should know. Rich people, they buy their time instead to serve their time. He's not a patriot. He does not love America. What he says is empty speeches.
Well, why doesn't the American public, for the most part, understand that, John?
My question, why these American people here, they're brainwashed.
Yeah.
Because a person like him, he has empty head. To my judgment, he has no idea. He cannot make decisions himself. He cannot order something to it by himself unless somebody suggests something to him.
Yeah, yeah.
And people, they trust him. Are we fighting the terrorism there? Are we fighting those that they hurt us? He destroyed an ancient country with history because of Saddam.
Yeah, we're not fighting the people.
We're fighting the right people.
Yeah, we have 10,000 people, if that many, in Afghanistan. And
We killed. Anybody who goes to war, either you kill or get killed.
Right.
And naturally, being strong as we are, we know we're going to defeat that small nation.
Yeah.
But anybody who has brains, as he claimed, Saddam had MDWs, he had chemicals. Why did you send 500,000 soldiers there, men?
I know.
If he threw whatever you said he has, what happened to those people that you sent there? All would get killed.
That's true. John, I got to move on. Listen, man, you make some good points. Thank you. I hope you're going to call in again, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, so take care. Take care, John. We're just about out of time. Nelson is calling from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. He's our bureau chief out there. That's about 10 miles west of the end of the world. Nelson, welcome to the program. You got about a minute and a half, dude.
Oh, you silver-tongued devil. I finally got through the busy signal, and I hit the trifecta.
Yes, you did. How you doing, Nelson?
Oh, man. Listening to who was it, Barry from New York.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are just right on the same wavelength all the time. Same here. But he brought up an interesting point, and I've been rolling this around in my mind. It's been said that a politician worries about the next election. A statesman worries about the next generation.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm on the board, and I'm reading this, and I'm reading that, and the left, we're kind of, you know, scattered all over the place. The flying monkey right wants one goal, and that's to keep Bush in the White House, period.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what. And that agenda takes precedence over the good of the country, the good of the next generation, the future, the whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, maybe it's not exactly politically correct, but that's where we need to go to. Bush out is job one, period.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just been astonishing. You have been tuned in to my efforts, ever since WLS in Chicago, back before this bastard stole the election. You can remember back in 98, 99, and 2000. And what a stunning turn of events over the past 6 or 7 years. It's just, I can't understand. I say it every night. I come across like a real dork, I'm sure, but I can't understand how this happened. What was it? This is purely rhetorical, but what was it that we found so awful about 8 years of the Clinton administration? You know, one war, yeah, but no dead Americans as a result of anything Bush, anything Clinton got us involved in. A prosperous economy, things starting to look up. You know, what was it that in November 2000 we said, well, we've had enough of this, let's destroy ourselves?
Because we forgot where we came from.
Yeah.
And if I had called you in 1999 and told you exactly where we'd be today, you would have never believed it.
No.
And I couldn't have either.
Couldn't have believed it. Couldn't have believed that we would have had this kind of a turnaround in less than 4 years. These people are masters. They are masters of hell, this Bush crime family. Not masters of the universe. They are masters from hell. And it's just amazing what they have done. I just hope, Nelson, that it turns around. I know Oklahoma is going to vote for him. I know Georgia is going to vote for him. But for Bush, but I hope it turns around. I hope the rest of the country finds its mind, because I live in a nest of morons just like you do. So
the other thing too, it shows the strength of fear as a motivator. And one last thing, I know we're short on time. Thank you, Air America, for putting you in front of that microphone.
Yes, indeed. It's much better to be drawing a paycheck. Thanks, Nelson.
Keep the faith.
All right, sir. I appreciate it. One of our bureau chiefs from Broken Arrow. Yes, there is such a place, Oklahoma. He's also the king of the moderators on my board at MikeMalloy.com. By the way, if you haven't gone there, I mean, we've got a real active board there. I think, what do we have, 1,100 members or something like that? MikeMalloy.com. It's a great message board, thousands of topics. We have a crew of moderators who keep things reasonably in order. And Nelson, you see the first one? Nelson was one of the first moderators. So if you want to have some fun, Sailor, check it out, MikeMalloy.com. Go to the message board, all kinds of stuff there. There's the music. We're out of here. I'll see you tomorrow night. Do take care, okay? My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Thousands of Gulf Coast residents are starting to protect their property and lives ahead of Hurricane Ivan. Hurricane warnings have been issued for much of the Gulf Coast. Officials in Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana are warning their residents to get out of the way of the storm. National Hurricane Center Director Max Mayfield says they are worried about this storm.
This is such a large circulation. The storm surge is going to be tremendous near and to the east of where the center crosses the coast. We could easily have 10 to 16 feet of storm surge, the very dangerous batting waves on top of that.
Panama City Beach resembles a ghost town as the hurricane churns. Don Dornberg reports.
We found Eric Hernandez putting the final touches on boarding up Ruthie T's, a restaurant which he owns on Panama City Beach. Hernandez says it's been a tough past month for business.
We've had enough, you know, already. We lost Labor Day. That was a lot of money for the beach. And, you know, this year hasn't been a super year.
This area is one of many along Florida's panhandle under an evacuation order. Reporting from Panama City Beach, Florida, I'm Don Dornberg.
Ivan is expected to make landfall somewhere in the Gulf States late Wednesday or early Thursday. President Bush Tuesday addressed the National Guard Association in Las Vegas, Nevada. He was introduced as having served in the Texas Air National Guard, which has been the subject of a lot of questions in recent days.
As the general just said, you've had many famous Americans in your